Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the podcast and the daily bread are such a blessing and very much needed. Thank you for all your preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. It's always so encouraging and edifying. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to press on and trust him in everything. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Saints, good morning. We've come into this house gathered in his name, Jesus Christ, to worship him. By his grace, we're able to do this. This is just the order of business here, so we're blessed. There's others that love the Lord, but they don't have the freedom and liberty that we have because they have other things to do. Some, it's their own choosing. Others, you know, it's just their lot. But here we are. We're free and clear. Whatever we do, we can do in Jesus' name. We can do it unto the Lord. We have time. We're full-time servants. Aren't we blessed? Hallelujah. So let us walk in that light. Walk in that light, or acknowledge, or do like we say. Same thing. When I say walk in the light, I mean, let's do it. Let's act like we're blessed to be here and apply ourselves like this is a great privilege. See? That's what I mean. Not just say it and then do otherwise. Now, David, you make sure you get out to help Brother Kevin today. We shouldn't have to say that every day. Maybe we can make a sign and put it on your chest. Go out and help Kevin. Okay? Write it in your heart. All right? Now, Kevin, he's not like me. He won't say words, David. If it was me, I'll say, David, where are you? Then the ball's back in your court. Kevin won't even do that. So maybe God will put a rod to him. You know, I mean, we must provoke one another. Not just say, well, David's lazy. He's not coming out here. Maybe need a little bit of encouragement. Kevin ought to say, hey, David, you coming, man? I need you. See? Isn't that how we should do it? Where's Kevin? Well, see, Kevin won't do that. Shame on him. Shame on him. He thinks he's doing right, but he's not. If Kevin was going to help me and he didn't show up, guess what? I'd say, hey, Kevin, where are you? I'd do the same with you. That's righteousness. Not just think bad things about him. No. Encourage them, say, come on. This is not only for your good, it's for my good. And it's for the glory of God. Let's do this for God's glory. Thank you, Lord. All right, help me, Jesus. So I was thinking about, God give me something to think about. So what he gave me to think about, this is while I'm doing okra. Y'all know that you don't have to be. Let's get our minds on Jesus. It gave me the meditation of meditations of God, meditations from God. That's the meditation he gave me. You know there's a difference. Meditations of God could be of your own doing, but meditation from God is his doing. Now, we do both. Come on. But we shouldn't say they're the same, because they're not. And it's not bad to have meditations about God, but it's better to have meditation from God. As much as we would yield ourselves, we could get meditation from God. As much as we say we need anything, we get it from God. What happens? We don't do it even knowingly. We say we really don't. We say we're rich. Then we can't get any help from God. Anytime we honestly say from our heart, God, I need help in anything, God will give it you. See? Then you won't have to go around complaining and murmuring, and you'll just say, look how blessed I am. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Pilot, children of the King. Huh? We're children of the kingdom. We are family. We're one. Hallelujah. All right. Now, meditations of God or about God is better than meditations about other stuff. Mm-hmm. You understand. But they're not the same. Meditation from God is the best. And we have the mind of Christ. So we can attain unto meditation from God anytime, all the time. Even now. See? But we'll always have to be looking to God as the high and holy one. And ourselves is nothing. This will help us in anything. The more we think about ourselves, the farther away from God we get, the less we give God glory, the less we receive anything from God. Remember Haman? Did I say that right? Haman? You know, the king said, man, I'm going to honor somebody. You know what Haman did? What we do, right? Huh? I guess he's going to honor me. Now, God would like to honor us. You understand? But we don't like the honor that God gives us. We like the honor that comes from men. God would honor us by having us suffer along with our neighbors. We don't like that honor. We like the honor where you know everybody. Oh, Seth is perfect. Come on. The honor God would give us is that we're wretched men. But if we yield to him, he can do mighty works through us. He can show his love through us. Yeah, this is how God would honor you. See? We don't like that honor. We like the honor that comes from men. Oh, yeah, Neil is the best mechanic I ever saw. And Tim is the best builder, second only to Ron. See? We like that kind of honor, don't we? Come on, saints. Y'all say amen now. I know I'm talking right in here. How do you know? I got my meditation from God. That's why I know. Y'all hear me talking? And I appreciate it. I don't despise the meditations I get. No matter how you receive them, they mean a lot to me. Anything I get from God, and just all that I get is from God. All things of him, by him, through him, and for him. I like that. Everything concerning God. Yeah, even you, brother. Especially you. And you and you and you. Thank you, Lord. We're God's, we are his portion. The ones he purchased. The one he said is love. We are the beloved. Now, why are we going to be sad? Huh? Why are we going to be late showing up? Huh? Why are we late showing up? This is contrary to him. Yeah, if we worked for Walmart, we wouldn't show up late too many times. We might do it a few times, but we show up for God consistently, huh? And then we say, I give my best to God. Liars. Absolutely. You know, I get my meditation from God now. So make sure when you get angry, you direct it the right place. Huh? You can direct it toward me because I'm in his stead. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Jesus said, you can speak against me. Just don't speak against the Holy Ghost. So y'all can speak against me. That's all right. Just don't speak against the Holy Ghost. Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, brother, you need to, if David don't show up, you need to say, hey, David, where are you? Send a smoke signal. Send a radio something. Huh? No, I don't need to hear it, Brother David. Not now. No. If there's some reason you can't make it, let it be known, but not now. We don't need a car to get around here. That's just for the old folk. Yeah, people like me and you can walk. You know how I know? I'm not being mean, am I? Because I walk or I ride my bicycle or whatever. If I don't have a car, it won't stop me. I'm going to serve the Lord anyway. How about you, Brother Jerry? I'm not going to try to be too long, young. I'm just trying to be obedient to God. So what I've heard in the last few days, I'll probably bring them up and try to use them for edification. All right. Yeah, we don't need a car to get around here. Well, you would think that we do. You know we're old and we have affliction. Well, you don't have to tell me. Hey, Terry, don't you know that? We don't have to tell Terry about affliction, do we? We all know about them. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Thank you, Lord. All right, so, you help him out, brother. You help your neighbor. If you were working with me and didn't show up, you better believe I'd call for it. Yes, I would. Yes, I wouldn't say, well, you know, I asked for help and they didn't show up. I'd put the ball back in their court. I'd say, hey, sisters, y'all know I made a call. Can you come? I'd do it again. That's what I'd do. That's what I'd do. And then I'd go on full of joy and peace and love. I'd dance and sing. Yeah, I'd shout. I'd give God glory. If I didn't do it that way, I'd still be wrong. If I call for help and they don't come and then I'm sour all day, I'm still wrong. Absolutely. You do all that you can do in righteousness. Then if you do, you'll have peace. You won't complain. Or you, no, you won't. I'm not asking y'all. Now, y'all receive this. It'll help you. Know that when you're complaining that you ain't right. It's wrong response. I'm not complaining this morning. Y'all know there's a difference. I'm preaching. I got meditations from God. And I'm sharing them with you. Because you are God's people. Isn't that wonderful? Now, y'all aren't going to get upset about that. I got to go to the woodpile. Forget, you're God's people, man. And you can go to the woodpile in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. There are people that go places, but they don't go in Jesus' name. What an honor we have. How God honors us. All that we do when we milk the goats, milk the cow, sweep the floor, mop the floor, huh? Sort the okra back, we can do in Jesus' name. That means that it will count for righteousness. That's what I mean. That means in his authority. In his authority. That's what in his name means. And Brother Sterwood said, we do anything, we need authority to do it. And we don't tell authority what to do. Well, we can say it with our mouths, but we don't hold to it too well. That's most things. So my conversation is often about, I'm going to hold you to it, which ought to tell you something. That means we speak well, just like the Pharisees, but we don't do as well as we speak. God is able to help us. Wherever we are, brother. Yeah, there's no place that God can't reach us. He can't. No, I won't buy off on that. Hallelujah. Sorrow, grief, poverty, sin, sickness. You name it. You name it. Hallelujah. Lazy, shiftless. Come on. God can help you, Brother Terry. Now, some just won't ask God for the help. You know, some are content to be lazy and shiftless, and they don't consider their laziness and shiftless. Right. But you ain't going to fool God. He knows the lazy and the shift. He called them the slothful. You understand that? Yeah, Brother Sterrett's conversation, his message is all about nonchalant. You know why? Oh, we don't know why. Why does Brother Sterrett use that in his preaching so much? He talks about nonchalance. What is that? Well. That's not giving God the glory to his name. That's not getting excited about the right thing. There's not a man that doesn't get excited. You know, there's some that you call eccentric, you know, they're a little bit different, but they still get excited. Seth gets excited. He just does it in a different way. He gets angry. He does it in a different way. But I know when he's angry. All right. Y'all know God's angry? Really? Right. He's angry with wickedness when he's given us righteousness. Come on. If we didn't have it, it'd be. But he said, here, you take this, Angela. Take my righteousness. And we throw it away. Yes, he's angry. Yes, he's angry. Yes, he's angry. Yes, he's angry. With the wicked every day. I'll be done shortly, brother. Hallelujah. Now, I get plenty of help. But if I was doing something and needed help, I would call. And if you would come, fine. If you wouldn't, I might call again. But you ain't going to take my joy away. Amen. Move my meditations to meditations of my own rather than meditations that God give me. Huh? I'm going to set my affection on things above. I'm going to seek in heavenly places. Huh? Let's be heavenly minded here. The mind of Christ, let it be in you. Hallelujah. Let that mind be in you, Charlene. So you have to do away with that other mind. You know, that old feisty old lady mind. Cast it away. Hallelujah. She's not the only one. Yeah, you won't. Let me shut up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Is that not your desire? God's grace in you works that. Yeah, it does. If it's not working that, that's not God's grace. Not, that's not God's grace. God's grace will help you crucify the flesh. God's grace will have you put off that old man. Huh? It'll have you put off anger and wrath. Yeah, God's grace will do it. It's sufficient. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Look at Gino. He's running on. So, yeah, some helpers show up, and I'm glad to see them. Thank you, Lord. But, you know, that's they're willing to do it. You understand. It's not a job that I couldn't do if they didn't show up. It goes much easier when they show up. Hallelujah. And, of course, the ones that show up, they have other things to do as well. But they find a little time when they all come out there. Then, you know, we get it done sooner, quicker, more efficiently. Two is better than one, and so on and so forth. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Hallelujah. Now, I understand that there are others that help more consistently in other ways, and I really don't expect to see them there. And if they showed up there, I'd sort of, you know, encourage them not to show up in a nice way. Not to, I'd like to have you help, but I believe you'd be more beneficial somewhere else. See? So Richard was trying to apologize for not showing up. I said, man, you don't need to show up out there. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Oh, so every time I call about that log splitter, bro, he's Johnny on the spot. In fact, anything I need from Richard, Richard responds quickly. He's like Brother Owen. Brother Owen don't waste time. Right, he just gets it done. Huh? Neil the same way. I say I'm broke down, man. He's right there to pick me up. Huh? So they could be more effective, more expedient, not for come to do the common stuff like the grapes. Yeah, sure. But they don't need to help me with the okra. Now you see how I'm saying this. At Jerry the same way. Now, here's what I heard. Jerry think you don't want him in the okra patch. Well, that's not so. Richard told him. Hey, this is how I get blessed. Richard say, Pastor Rice is not like that. I like that. See? That means he come on, don't roll your eyes when I say that. Don't roll your eyes. That's not good. No, say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, say. Jerry stays busy. He's diligent. He's not slothful. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. He like Richard and Walter. He got, yeah. Walter used to come and help me. I sort of in a nice way, you know, didn't encourage him. Yeah, come on. We can use him better in other places. But he has helped me. Now, Terry, he can come every day. because Terry's going to say, Pastor Rice, you bless me, man. And when he say that, I'm blessed. Y'all understand that? He appreciate the working of God in me. I appreciate the working of God in you. If you appreciate God, then you appreciate God wherever he is. If you love mercy, then you love mercy, you love mercy. You understand? And if you love God, you love God anywhere and everywhere. You know, he manifests himself as the truth, the word. If we love God, y'all love my preaching. Now, we love God, Pastor Rice, but we're having a little trouble with your preaching. Well, just understand. If you ask God, he'll help you with that. See? Yet not I. Y'all understand this is not me. Praise the Lord. And do you also understand that it's going on because you're God's people? Yeah, it's for your edification. Just understand that. Yes, yes, yes. I'm sure if you all were a bunch of heathen, God probably wouldn't have me say anything. If he don't have me say it, I won't say it. But I'm sent to you. You're sent to me. Well, we are helpers one of another. Huh? We are members of the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ and members in particular. That's God's doing. So I bear witness that we're members. I want to do it more perfectly, not just by word, also in deed. So as much as we do it to Richard, we do it to the Lord. As much as we do it to anyone. So if the Lord didn't show up at the woodpile, I'm sure you say, Lord, I need you out here. Wouldn't you? That's what I say when I go to the woodpile. Hey, y'all listen to me. And when I go to the woodpile, I say, Lord, I need you out here. And I know he's there. I say that to show appreciation. But if he wasn't there, which is impossible, because he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. That's what he said about you. He said, I'll be with you always. Hallelujah. So I was blessed when Richard gave a good testimony. He said, "That's Pastor Rice is not like that." Now, everybody wouldn't say that. Some maybe would say, yeah, you know, he's kind of this and that. Y'all know I've been living with people all my life. Y'all ain't going to fool me. Come on, Kevin. I've been with all kinds. Yes, I have. How about you? I'm honest about it, though. See, some of us, we've had experiences, but we won't walk honestly. See? Praise the Lord. Now, you all know when you've gotten on the wrong side and stirred up stuff, when you could have stopped it and said, no, we shouldn't go this way. But rather, you just added your bit, and then it grows out of proportion. Pretty soon, when everybody walked by Marie, they look at her funny. They don't try, but, you know, it's all the stuff they heard. Now, we don't want to be a part of that. We don't want to be tail bearers. We don't want to be sowing seeds of discord. We are peacemakers, brothers. Peacemakers. Amen, brother. And he's green with me. That's what we are. Huh? Blessed are the peacemakers. Well, they are the children of God. So if I say we're children of God, then we're peacemakers. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hallelujah. So, Richard, I appreciate that. That's righteousness. Hallelujah. I'll make sure when your neighbor gets offended, you say, Pastor Rice's preaching shouldn't offend you. Make sure you do it like that. Don't say, yeah, he don't say it right about me sometimes, too. Is that how we do? We don't have to say it with our mouth. Everybody understand that? No, you don't. Yeah, he sometimes he gets mad, he don't preach good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I do the best I can with the grace I have. How about you? Hallelujah. So the other thing I heard, where's James? We say that too much. Mercy, Lord. Oh, Lord. Maybe I had to go to the potty. See how I do that? Isn't that good? Hallelujah. He said, Pastor Rice, he said, Brother Charles loves you. Isn't that good? Well, I know what you'll say. You'll say, well, we love you too. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. That means it's remarkable. Yeah, so I say, he said, Brother Charles loves you. Huh? Well, I love Brother Charles. Hallelujah. He says about Jerry, he said, he's very respectful to you. Well, I'm very respectful to Jerry. Absolutely. And to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I've been told that other folk love me. I'm always glad to hear it. Huh? You know Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huh? Why? Because he loves. Y'all understand that? Oh, love don't need anything to make it work. Huh? Love just works like the faith of God. All the things of God, huh? They're self-contained. Man's love, well, a neighbor have to perform a certain performance, act a certain way. God's love, he loved the worst of sinners. Absolutely. He loved the worst of sinners. The chief of sinners, he loves them, brother. And that's the love that in your heart. That's what he requires of you. That's what he requires of us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, when we have meditations from God, then we can get more meditation from God. You know, there's a conversation about God. There's conversation from God. Of course, the scripture says, if any man speak, let him speak as conversation from God or as the oracles of God. You know, like when the prophets spoke, sometimes they were speaking in the first person. That's why the eunuch asked, I'm reading this scripture, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or some other man? And when Philip expounded on it, he showed him that the man he was talking about was about Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all know the man I'm talking about? Y'all gonna get excited, aren't you? Hallelujah. He's our all in all. Our very present help. We need him. Desperately, presently. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we could use that meditation with faith. You know, there's some faith, little faith, much faith, no faith. You got no faith, you can't get nothing. You got a little faith, you can get some more. See what I'm saying? But you're going to have some to get some. That's what righteousness, get more righteousness. As long as you're following after righteousness, you'll follow after more righteousness. As long as you're walking in the light, you'll get to more light. See? So let's walk in the light, saints. Hallelujah. Y'all want more, don't you? More of Jesus? Walk in the light. Hallelujah. And what goes along with that meditation is when Jesus came to the fig tree. And he cursed it because it didn't have any fruit. Not even a little bit. If it had a little bit, you know, maybe even not to perfection. Just one little thing. He could have worked with it. But it had no fruit. He cursed it. Huh? So if we don't use any faith, we're going to get nothing. So whatever faith we have, we have to apply it. Y'all, you all applying your faith now? Now's the time to apply. I mean, faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. It's not the time to turn your ears off. It's not the time to go fishing. Not the time to let your mind wander. Time to get some help, brother. Time to get some fruit. Hallelujah. And to go right along with that, the steward that got 10 talents, he gave him more. He took it from the one that wasn't doing it, you know. Yeah, this one sleeps in all the time. This one never shows up for the community task. Take that from him. Give it to Walter. See? I'm not saying it right, huh? Only theoretically is it right, huh? When I put it in application truth, then I'm being mean, right? Well, that's what you say, but this time I'm going to do it because my meditations are from God. I'm not going to talk about anybody but you because it won't help you unless I talk about you. Huh? Yeah, when you don't use what God gives you, he will take it away from you and give it to somebody that will bring forth some fruit. Yeah, don't blame anybody but yourself. Yeah, God will give you all that you can handle. Absolutely. He'll give you more than you can handle. Huh? Pressed down, running over, shaking together. Yeah, abundant. He'll cause men to give into your book. Hallelujah. So here we are. We all have faith, so we're on the same plane. We all have faith, so we can receive from God. Yes, we can. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's why he gave us faith. So that we could receive the revelation that he's God. And in receiving that revelation, we receive all that goes along with it. God is great and greatly to be praised. He's almighty. He's righteous. He's faithful. He's merciful. Long-suffering, compassionate. Yeah. Now, then you know God. So you can do like Richard. When folks say this about your God, you can say, no, God's not like that. Huh? You can say, God's not like that. He's faithful. He's merciful. He's compassionate. He's long-suffering. We are his representative. We don't want to portray to the world that God is mean, a tyrant, unrighteous, ask things from us we can't give. We don't want to do that, do we? We want to represent him well, don't we? Hallelujah. Come on. God, he's able to help us do it. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. If we aren't careful, we'll, say that God's done us wrong. And I know there men go through hard things. Yeah, they do. Hallelujah. Consider the man Christ Jesus. Y'all want to consider him? Huh? We've not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. See? Yeah, we got somewhere to lay our head. Son of man, said I, got nowhere to lay my head. You mean the God who made everything? Now, there's some kind of foolishness, isn't it? God who has made everything and everything belonged to him. And in the form of a man, he said, I've got no place to lay my head. Hey, Sherry, I ain't got no golf cart. Huh? Don't have no ass. Don't have no gator. Hey, saints, got nowhere to lay my head. Yeah. Hallelujah. Huh? Having nothing yet, possessing all things. Huh? As poor, but making many rich. Come on, saints. Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Well, there's a scripture that says, who was that that wouldn't be comforted?
Rachel.
Rachel. Yeah. Well, the comforter has come. And the word says about the comforter, or our great God, he's the Father of mercies, and he comforts us in all of our tribulations. Now, what we like to do is go along with the devil. This that has happened to me, I've got to mourn over it forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. To the point that, it overwhelms me. Now, I'm not being mean, but we shouldn't do it like that. Huh? We don't represent God real well. Hallelujah. Now, when you started serving God, when he called you, did you know that people that lost their children, and you still serve? You know that people that lost their longtime spouses? Really? You know that? Well, what's the problem now? See what I'm saying? This is a bunch of foolishness. Now, I have compassion with anybody that have any kind of loss. I've had losses myself. Yes, I have, sister. And there's nothing wrong with grieving. Not like the world, though. Not like the world. Huh? And we can't want to see Jesus because I'm grieving because my husband's dead. That won't work. We'll have to long to see Jesus because he loves me. Huh? Well, long to see Jesus because, my baby died. We won't see him like that. We'll have to long to see Jesus because he loves me. And even in this tragedy, in this thing that's grievous, he still loves me. And he works it out for my good. Hallelujah. Huh? It's nothing that he didn't experience his own self. Can you imagine a great God? Holy, perfect, and yeah. And a bunch of folk don't want it? Consider that. Consider that. He shows up. He made us. He desired to give us glory. Oh, get away from me, God. Can you imagine that? Now, come on. See how that makes all your little sorrows like nothing, huh? And in spite of all that, he still laid down his life for you. Yes, he did. Still laid down his life for you. Yes, he did. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. He came into his own, and his own received him. You understand how it is when we refuse God? It's not like refusing Mr. Trump. He's nobody. I'm talking about the God who made you and gave himself for you. Understand? He paid the price for you. He paid the price for us. And we act like if we have to do something, then it's not right. You know. Not right for me to go pull weeds. Really? Why not? You present your body. Huh? If the master say we need you in the wood pile, is it not right for you to go there? The saints are doing a common task here. Need you? Is it not right for us to go? We're getting quieter and quieter, you know. Pretty soon, Tim's going to be telling me bullseye. Y'all know what that means? That means I got my meditation from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, you all aren't going to argue with me, are you? I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to tell you. So if we got fruit, then he can get more fruit from us. But understand the process. Now, listen to me. We know these things, but we won't apply them. If God's going to get some more fruit from us, he's going to have to purge us. You know, if we bring forth fruit, then he'll purge us so we bring forth more fruit. We shouldn't complain about that. They say, the great husband, man, he's making me fruitful. Huh? Hey, brother, we're going to make you fruitful. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. So if we got a little bit, we can get some more. That's the goodness of God. And he's given us everything that we need that pertain to life and godliness. That means we have the power, you know, to become sons of God. Yes, we do. But we have to do it. You understand? We can't say, well, I've got power to become son of God, but, you know, I'm not going to apply myself. I'm going to be as slothful as I can, and I'm going to reject Pastor Rice's words, and, you know, I'm just going to seek my own and do what I want to do. Well, you can't be a son of God like that. No. Y'all getting quieter and quieter. But I'm telling the truth. Huh? I speak the truth in Christ. I lie not. Thank you, Danielle. Y'all understand not one iota of our will. That's not how we walk. Most of what we do has to do with what we want to do. Yeah, we don't even have to try. It comes naturally. But there is a grace that will help you do otherwise. Once you find it, it'll help you do it more perfect. So if you got any at all, you can attain. You understand? If you got no faith, no grace, then you can't do it. If you got a little bit, then you can. Yes, you can press toward the mark. You can grow in grace. You can be filled with the fullness of God. You can be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind straight on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind straight on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind. It was straight on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind. Come on, Yoko. Straight on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind straight on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind. It was straight on Jesus. my mind. Stayed on Jesus. Oh, the devil don't like me when my mind stayed on the Lord. The devil don't like me when my mind when it stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huh? Well, we don't care what the devil don't like. We're going to serve God anyway. Huh? Hallelujah. We give him no place. Hallelujah. No place. Hallelujah. We give it all to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. 1 John 5 and 8. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. These three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, we do, don't we? When they say 100,000 million years ago, that's the witness of man. Now, many folk receive it. Well, the witness of God is greater. In the beginning, God created. The witness of God is greater. Hallelujah. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. He's an enemy of God. All right? Because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. Hallelujah. Huh? You come up with a religion, don't need Jesus. Huh? He's a liar. You know, what do they call him? Allah, but no Jesus? No God. Absolutely not. Because the record says different. The record promised eternal life, but God's record is that it's in his Son, Jesus Christ. Huh? It's not in Allah. It's in his Son, Jesus. It's not in Buddha. It's in his Son. Huh? It's not in the Baptist church. It's in his Son, Jesus Christ. There's no other way. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Now, of course, they'll call you infidels. Huh? Praise God. Well, that's how they talk to the master. They say, he hath the devil. They say, hey, he deceives the people. Huh? So we're not greater than our master. We can't be as him, as he is though, huh? Hallelujah. Rejoice. Men say all manner of evil against you falsely. For his name's sake. Yeah, we say that we forsake all to follow Jesus. Now we've not attained, but we're on the way, aren't we? Let's keep pressing toward the mark. Huh? Don't give place to anything that move you off the mark. Well, we started out with Jesus. Put our hand to the plow. No turning back. No turning back. No looking back. Hallelujah. No going back. We find a song like that, brother. We throw it away. Hallelujah. We can't look back, brother. If we do, we won't fit. We won't fit into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, James, there you are, brother. And God is so good. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible. Hallelujah. While I'm telling, I'm going to tell it all. Is that all right, Gina? One day Rose said to me, Charles loved you. See that? I get blessed like this all the time. You know why? I love Charles. That's because God loves me. Yeah, you said we all love you. You know what I mean. Oh, come on, saint. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. They even told me that Phil loves me. James said that. James said, Phil loves you. What, see, what can I say? See how I'm blessed every day, all day long? Don't that bless you? Because if Phil loves me, it's because of Christ in me. It can't be, I won't receive it any other way. You see what I'm saying? If somebody says so-and-so love you, then that's how I receive it. I won't receive it any other way. I ain't nothing good in me. Hallelujah. All right. I need to hear, Angela loves you, Pastor Wright. I need to hear it. Huh? Hey, I need to hear that. Say it like you mean it. Say, hey, I'm Angela. I love you, man. Glory, glory. Say it like you mean it. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, Angela, I'm not against you. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh, I'm a friend. Y'all understand that? Thank you, Lord. Angela? Yeah, we crucify Angela so that Christ can live. Yeah. That's what we do with James and Bakia and all of you. Yeah. Yet not I, but Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, we said, but we have trouble, you know. We like to crucify Neil, but... Hallelujah. That's Neil's job. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you crucify Edie. You crucify Irwin. I'll crucify James. Let Neil crucify Neil. Then we'll do it in righteousness. Then God will be glorified. Hallelujah. But in any event, we all need to be crucified. Don't forget that part. Don't say, oh, not me. Now we all must be crucified. Hallelujah. Paul said, I die daily. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Huh? You're dead. Your life is hid with Christ and God. I'm going to hold y'all to it. Huh? I'm going to hold us to it because it's truth and righteousness. Yeah. Some of the looks I get is not righteousness working. Oh, I know, but God can help us. Absolutely. How could I preach to make some of your faces light up? I'd probably have to blaspheme God. I'm not about that. I've got more grace. Hallelujah. Huh? I've got more grace than that. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me. He who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus. Bring forth some fruit, saints. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Thank you, Lord. So eternal life is what we're talking about. Huh? That since we're like God. You understand? We're going to be just like him. He lives forever. Righteous, holy, faithful, true. So that's what's going on with us. Now, I know we need faith for this, don't we? That's why he's given it. Glory, glory. Yeah, we're going to perfectly abhor evil. We're not there yet. But that's the work that God is doing in us. Huh? We're going to love righteousness. Come on. We're not perfected there, but we want to stay in the pathway. We want to rejoice. Thank you, Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. So the record is that God has given us eternal life. Yeah, eternal life. You know, and everything that goes with it. And he's going to do away with all evil. Y'all understand that. So eternal life means that we're going to be right. We aren't going to live forever like this. No, no, no. In fact, this tabernacle that we... Y'all listen to me. This tabernacle we've done all this evil in, God's going to destroy. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. We're going to get another house. Not made with hands. Hallelujah. Eternal in the heaven. Glory, glory. Now, that's the end of the matter. Huh? We're already changed on the inside. Huh? But we're still in this old earthly tabernacle. And, of course, there's sin in it. I don't care what you say. You can shower 5 times a day. It's still full of sin. Huh? Hallelujah. But we have the sin destroyer inside. Hallelujah. He's gotten in behind enemy lines. Huh? He's working life and righteousness behind the enemy line in this body of death. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's right for us to get excited about eternal life. This is God's gift to you. Hallelujah. Not that we earned it. God's gift to you. Hallelujah. Yeah, I give to you salvation free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But the life is in his Son. All right, don't forget that. He that hath the Son hath life. The religions that have not the Son, they have not life. They abide in darkness because Jesus is the light. Hallelujah. And he that have Jesus, he had the light. He that have not Jesus, have not the light. They abide in darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, he brought Bakia over. Absolutely. Because she was chosen. Hallelujah. How about you? What a marvelous testimony. She was taught from her childhood up who God was, and it was the wrong one. But the God of creation knew her before she was born. Hallelujah. Yeah, he loved me ere I knew him. Thank you, Lord. All my love is due him. He plunged me to victory. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That's us. He's written to us that believe, and he's written to us that we might believe. That's how it's written here. Hallelujah. He's given you faith so that you might believe. Hallelujah. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not, he's condemned already because he's not believed on the only begotten Son of God, the name of the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I'll read it. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son. That sounds pretty redundant, huh? I write them because you believe, and I write them that you might believe. Well, it's true, you understand. Hallelujah. You know, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. These things are written that we might know that our sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Glory. He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I died. There my burden rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. Hallelujah. Kurt, you're going to get excited, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. It says in Ephesians 1, verse 5, having predestinated us. Already predetermined. Just like Jacob and Esau. Like everyone. Thank you, Lord. Because we have always been the Lord's. You all know that. Hallelujah. Yeah, He just brings us to Revelation. He came to Bakia one day and said, hey, you don't belong to all of you. You belong to me. Hallelujah. Hey, Terry, you belong to me. And every day, all day long, he reminds us, hey, you belong to me. Huh? Now, make sure you conduct yourself like, you're a child of the King. Don't walk as others do. As those in darkness, those that are drunk. Y'all walk as children of light. Walk as children of the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we didn't make a decision for him, did we? Absolutely not. We made God a liar. He said, you didn't choose me. So how are we going to make a decision for him? Huh? If we make a decision, it wouldn't be the right one. So since God wants to save us, he makes the decision for us. His child, you are mine. I'm glad about it. I'm glad that he called you all into the fellowship. Huh? So we can suffer affliction with each other. Bear one another's burdens. So fulfill the law of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. By Jesus Christ to himself. Reconciled to God. Through Christ. All that we have, all that we'll ever get, through Christ. Of him, by him, for him, and through him.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Hallelujah. And how anybody think they can be saved without him is just foolish.
Amen.
It's a grand delusion.
Amen.
Huh? He created the world by Jesus Christ.
Yes,
huh? He's the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the beginning with God. Huh? And the Word was God. Glory, you going to be saved without God? Well, well, not so. Hallelujah. Oh, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. How was that? Wretched man accepted to God, accepted in the beloved. To whom we have redemption, in whom we have redemption, in Jesus Christ, through his blood, the blood of Christ, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us. His grace abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Huh? That means God does the best that can be done with grace. Sometimes men don't do as well with grace. But God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That you always, in all things, will have all sufficiency. See? Now, what men do with grace, they despise it. They reject it. They frustrate it. See? But God takes grace, and he uses it in wisdom and prudence. Huh? Praise God. And by his grace, he saved the unsavable and loved the unlovable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the power of God. That's the grace of God. That's the wisdom of God. You all see what we do with grace, huh? If it wasn't for the grace of God, we just, come on. Hallelujah. See what we do with the grace of God and all the good gifts of God? We put them on the shelf and we go back and operate in the flesh. Yeah, God given us power, but you know, I like this Angela power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Y'all know that? So we're not ignorant of the will of God. No, we're not. So Terry, don't tell us you're going to pray about it. Hallelujah. If you pray, make sure you pray the will of God. You do that by praying the word of God. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Hallelujah. According to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. He put everything in Christ. That's where you are. That's where I am. Hallelujah. Not only are you in Christ, Christ is in you. And God in Christ, and Christ in you. See how God does it? He's got us all wrapped up. Hallelujah. Can't get away. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He found a way to get in you, didn't he? Huh? The holy, righteous God in the unholy man. He found a way to have fellowship with him. Found a way to have a friend. Hallelujah. Y'all know God had to do that. In his holiness, he can't call us friends. Not without this work of grace. He said, now I call you friends. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. We aren't going to get excited. Now, some of us are acting like, come on, here's what I see. What are you going to get through, Pastor Rice? When I'm done. Brother Sterwood said, I'll be done when I'm done. Huh? What about you? We'll be done when we're done. When God say, oh, well done. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, when the master say, well done. So when he say to me this morning, well done, I'll be done. You all may leave anytime. Don't stay in here and have the look when you're going. Don't do that. Not for my sake, for your sake. You dishonor God. Especially with what I'm saying. Come on. Come on. Shake yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Everything in Christ, things which are in heaven, things on earth, even in him. This is the wisdom of God. How can we get all these things together? How can we reconcile all things? Ah, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, the one who was and is to come. Glory, glory. Who was in the form of God, found in the fashion of a man, born of a virgin. Come on, baptized by John. Hey, praise the Lord, saint. Glory. Come on, Charlene. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. In whom we have obtained an inheritance. How about it? It is a good deal. Already determined. We aren't going to do good to get our inheritance. No. Our inheritance is that we do good. Hallelujah. Yeah, the righteousness of God. Praise the Lord. So we can have boldness in the day of judgment, not be ashamed at his appearing, have confidence, yeah, at the appearing of the Lord. That's our inheritance. I hear him say, well done. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Christian. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to God's own purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his own will. It's right, though. When we do what we want, it's not right. When God does what he wants, it's right. That's because everything belonged to him, and he is righteous. Us, hallelujah. He gave us righteousness, his own. So the only right thing we could do is receive his righteousness. Anything else is wrong. Of course, to receive his righteousness, we must forsake our own. In fact, to receive anything from God, wisdom, power, in it, we'll have to forsake our own. Hallelujah. So God helps me every day to say, well, I don't know what to say, Lord. I don't know what to do. Well, but I'm looking to you, Lord. Then he can help me. Then he can help you. Well, when we in our hearts say, Lord, I need your help. There he is. That's with anything. That's with anything. Huh? Eating too much? Huh? Wandering? Anything, Bakia. Anything. Who wants a God that can only help with something? Then we'd have to get a bunch of them. You understand that. We'd have to get us a prosperity God, a God of commerce, then a God of health, and you know, a God for this and a God for that. That's Jesus. All that I need, I find in him. He's my water when I'm thirsty, my bread when I'm hungry. He's my friend all the time. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm excited, brother. I'm actually excited because I'm excited. Hallelujah. We could just go on and on with that, huh? Draw nigh to God, he draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God, draw nigh to you. Huh? Pretty soon we'll be just like him. Woo! Glory! Y'all keep drawing nigh to God. Keep drawing nigh to God. Hallelujah. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. So fear not. He's determined to save us. He's going to work it out. Huh? He's going to work it out. Hallelujah. Yeah, all the way that we go is the way to the, huh? To the kingdom. Absolutely. Yeah, it's the way to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Y'all see how Jesus got highly exalted. Now, this is the sum of it. Yeah, he gave up everything. Even his own glory. He gave up everything. Not for himself, though. He did that for you. Huh? he walked down here like every other man. They didn't have to bow down to him, did they? Like every other man. Huh? They reviled him, persecuted him. Eventually, they put him on the cross and crucified. Huh? Isn't that wonderful? That was the purpose for him coming. Huh? Ought not? Huh? Jesus to have suffered? Entered into his glory? Well, that's what happened when he suffered. He entered into his glory. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him, given him a name above every name. Name above Allah. Praise the Lord. A name above every name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted. After that you heard. By the hearing of faith. After that you heard by the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation. It's the gospel of your salvation. Hallelujah. in whom, after that you believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I like seal. When we do canon, we need a good seal. Sometimes in canon, the seal is not good. You know what happens? Goes bad. So God in his wisdom made sure he sealed us. Hallelujah. Or no matter what happens, we won't go bad. We'll be rocked about. Huh? Be firmly grounded. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. And all of our trials just make us stronger. Huh? Well, what about the fire? Just make us more like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Now, earnest is something that's given to convince you that the rest is coming. That's what earnest is. Huh? So since we have the Holy Spirit, it's enough to know that all God said is us. You have the earnest, don't you? Stop calling God a liar. Start walking in unbelief. Huh? Let your joy be full. Let your joy be full. Rejoice in the Lord always. How can we doubt God when he's given us the earnest? Huh? Even after that, we still doubt it. Well, will he save me? Will he heal me? Will he deliver me? Absolutely. Hallelujah. So we'll go to a few others like this. This one's in Ephesians 4:29. I'm coming to the end. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. That's what I endeavor to do, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. That's my endeavor. Huh? Not corrupt, but to speak, to edify, to minister grace to the hearers. Hallelujah. It says here, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, second witness, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So here we are sealed, and in our wretchedness, we try to break the seal. Ain't that something? That's why God said, y'all leave that seal alone. Leave that seal alone. Hallelujah. We'll expound on leaving the seal alone. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor. Y'all know what clamor is? Clamor is a lot of talking about nothing. Huh? That's when your mind ain't right. Come on, a lot of talking about nothing. Well, we got plenty to talk about. I mean, if we were roosters, we'd have something to crow about. Absolutely. They crow anyway, don't they? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking. Now, what's evil speaking? Whatever is not commensurate with sound doctrine. That's evil speaking. Now, you think, or we may think we can say anything about our neighbor and not speak. Absolutely not. If we aren't careful, we'll speak evil about our neighbor, and we'll speak evil about God. Hallelujah. What we should say about our neighbor is, that's my neighbor. That's my brother. That's my sister. And then we're going from there. See? Neil, you're my brother. Hallelujah. Brother, the door still don't work right, brother, but I love you just the same. Hallelujah. I've got nothing to complain about. Nothing at all. I get less than my iniquity deserves. God's been good to me. Absolutely. Absolutely. When I look around and see, yeah, all that he does for me. Yeah, I know. I'm not worthy of it all. Evil speaking. Now, understand evil speaking. We need to be careful. If we talk a lot, we're going to speak evil. So what we need to do is don't talk so much. Or be swift to hear. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. Huh? Let your yea be yea. Let your nay be nay. Yea, brother. Huh? Yea, sister. Huh? Nay, devil. Okay. Hallelujah. Be kind one to another. We're talking about not grieving the Holy Ghost. We're talking about not grieving the Holy Ghost. If we're going to bite and devour, we're going to grieve God. We're going to grieve the Spirit of God. So be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Why? Even as God for Christ's sake forgave you. Not for any other reason, just because God forgave you. That's the covenant he made with us. I'm going to forgive you. You can't hold anything against anybody. No matter what they do, no matter how they do it. I'm going to forgive you. You can't hold anything against. Vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, saith the Lord. This is the covenant God makes. If you're saved, you got saved under that covenant. And when you break that covenant, you're not saved. I don't care what you say. You let somebody do something to you that you can't forgive them. Shame on you. And I've actually heard people say that. I'll never forgive so-and-so. I don't want to say that. That's a bunch of foolishness. Here's what I say. You ain't going to do me wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if God's going to work all things together for good, how are we going to be done wrong? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. For all the promises of God in him. Who? In Jesus Christ. Say amen. Amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establishes us, Paul's talking about him and the other co-workers, establish us with you in Christ. Hath anointed us as God. It's God that has put me with you and you with me. Establish us. It's God's doing. All right? Hallelujah. Then it says here, third witness, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. Hallelujah. How can we doubt him? We can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so good to me. Woo! Who has sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit. The earnest of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Moreover, I call for a record upon my soul that to spare you, I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy, that your faith might stand in God. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm doing is for you. It's to strengthen you in the faith, to exhort you, to encourage, to remind you. Come on. Hallelujah. And so doing, I'm reminding myself. I belong to Jesus. I'm not for sale. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. We're going on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy. For by faith, ye stand. Hallelujah. All right. We got to find someone to pray for us. I guess Brother Irwin can pray. All right. We're going to have some action in the woodpile today. I'll be listening on my radio. That's the race. Man, we're getting it out here. We're moving wood. We're rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Pray for us, Brother Irwin.
Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for everything. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness. Thank you for your great salvation, which is so free. We thank you, Lord, for watching over your people every day, your patience. We pray, Lord, that you help us, Lord, to be fruitful, to be trustworthy, to be faithful.
Yes, Lord.
To do the things you want us to do, to trust in you, to depend on you, to look to you, to lean on you every single day for everything. We just thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Irwin, for praying for us. Brother Gino, you've got something for us. Praise the Lord, saints. Anybody else got anything while we have a majority here? You want to tell me you love me? Go ahead and say it.
It's out of the book of Revelation, chapter 4, a couple of verses. Verse 10, it says, "The 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, and right here, Thou art worthy, O the Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." And if I may just add, you know, Pastor tells us every day, day in and day out, week in and week out, give God the praise, give God the glory, you know. And whether it's raising our hands and, you know, and giving a wave offering or saying amen or saying hallelujah or saying preach on, you know. And I've told y'all, and I really don't like to run, but it's just in my heart. I really believe God wants me to do it, you know.
I believe it too, brother.
And whatever God gives us, you know, y'all, it's our privilege, it's our honor, it's our duty, you know, it's our right, you know, to do this, you know. And like Pastor said today, and he says it all the time, you know, we get excited, you know,
absolutely,
we get excited about this. You know, for any of you here who've been to professional basketball, baseball, football games, you know, they do the wave. I've seen them take the banners and run around the arena acting crazy. You know, and we get to do this for him who created all things, including us, for his own pleasure. You know, and so when we don't do it, and I speak to myself before anyone else, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And, you know, Lord, help us. Lord, help me to do it better and more, you know, and for his glory. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Gino. Anybody else? All right, testimony. Look or hear. See what the Lord is doing? We all have testimony. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to testify. Help him, Lord.
I got a quick meditation of God. I believe, I hope. Pastor Rice was talking this morning. He's preaching, and he mentioned about being sorrowing over much. And he instantly reminded me of when I first started visiting this community. And I think it was maybe my first or second visit at the tabernacle here. And I had given a testimony. And I was talking about how when I lost my children.
Yes.
And, you know, I was up there and I was weeping and crying and the whole nine yards. When we came out of service, Kirk Higby walks up to me and he said, "Brother, how long has it been since you lost your children?" I said, 2 years. He looked at me like this and walked away. I was like, man. And at first, I didn't like it. At first, I thought, man, who this arrogant little son of... But you know what? Now I realize what God was doing with that. Now I'm thankful. God was telling me, boy, look, that's enough of that.
Amen, brother.
Let's get along with the business of you serving me, boy.
Hallelujah.
I got some things I need to do with you. I got work to do with you, boy.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to bring you here, and I'm going to show you how to love, really love. And I'm going to show you how to suffer long, and I'm going to show you how to be suffered long with. And I'm going to show you I got a lot of pride to beat out of you, boy.
Yes, Lord.
Lots of it. You know? Oh, yeah. I'm going to show you how to suffer yourself to be defrauded. I'm going to show you what it's like to defraud and be suffered.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to show you. I got lots of things to do. We got a lot of work to do, see? So you ain't got time to be sitting around moping anymore about that. And the thing is this. Here's the thing, though. We don't realize the power that God really has. At that time when he spoke that to me, I thought it was very rude and very calloused. But God has the ability to wipe away sorrow from your heart. I don't care what situation you have gone through. This is it. This is, I'm telling you, this is real. When Jesus said, I came to set the captives free and I came to heal the brokenhearted, he meant what he said. Because after that happened, you know, I went home and I thought about that and I thought about that and I thought about that. And then, you know, eventually I had to say, you know what? He's right.
Amen.
He's right. Man, I got to get up from here, man. You know, and let me tell you something. That was 27 or 28 years ago. I have not sorrowed from that time. I don't know whether it was that day or a week later or whatever, but I'm telling you, from that time, I have not sorrowed over my children, over my wife, over my kinfolk. I mean, at all. I'm talking about, man, God was telling me, boy, I'm going to show you the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if you would just get up from there and trust me and give yourself to me, I'm going to show you what it's like for the joy of the Lord to be your strength.
Hallelujah.
Of course, that comes with a lot of whoopings and a lot of this and a lot of that. But the end result is going to be exactly what he said. So I thank God in the name of Jesus. I thank God that today I can sit here so thankful to be with the people of like precious faith, to be with the people of God, to be experiencing all the things that we go through, good and bad.
Hallelujah.
Because all of them are for the purpose of doing exactly what the scripture said to us this morning said. He's bringing all things into one.
Amen.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Yes, all this stuff is being done after the purpose of his own will to make us like him. So thank the Lord. And by the way, Pastor Rice, I love you.
I love you too, brother.
God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all see how I'm blessed every day?
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Love takes care of everything. Oh, look at Brother Charles. Another one here. Brother Stafford, you're not too busy, are you, brother? We're going to give God glory throughout the day.
All right, Brother Charles.
Well, I wanted to say something basically what he was saying, too, concerning the children and everything, because, you know, we kind of spoke briefly concerning that yesterday, and I told him straight up, I said, you know, in all honesty, I can't lie. I mean, I regret having kids. I'm just going to be straight up with you. You know, if you don't have them, you blessed. And why do I say that? This is the reason. It's simply because of the fact that we were told 99.9%, 100% actually is what he said, of the children born in this generation being birthed to receive the Antichrist. And so, you know, I have to walk around a lot of times with that burden on me, you know, and I give it to the Lord daily and just say, have mercy on my soul, Jesus. I sow to the flesh, I reap the flesh, and, you know, I just gotta walk in the faith and the victory that he has given me to not be burdened with them anymore, you know, and it's not because they're any worse than any other kids or whatever. And not just that, you know. Once again, I abandoned my kids early on in their lives. And I never thought I was going to see them ever again. And the fact that he let me have any time with them at all, I look at it as a blessing. He didn't have to do that. But, you know, whatever charges they try to have against us now for being here or whatever, that's on them. He gave us opportunities to grow together and love one another and all that good stuff and enjoy one another's company for a while. And then he just said, okay, well, now I have something else for you to walk in. And if they can't understand that, that's not on me. If my parents or her parents or whoever can't understand that. I don't think about it anymore like that. At one time, I was suffering for unrighteousness sake, all the evil that I sown in my life. Now I get a chance to suffer for his name's sake.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, you can't explain it to nobody. You know, if they ain't born of the Spirit, you know, what can I do?
Amen.
You know, I'm just thankful that the Lord chose to be merciful to me. I still, every day I wake up and I'm like, me? Wow.
Amen.
I mean, I can't really take it in half the time. It's just like, what? You love me? What? How? How in the world can you love me? But I do believe it just because he said it, you know, but it just overwhelms me, you know what I'm saying? But I just thank God, because there ain't no way I could wrap my mind around it, you know. But I just thank the Lord. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's evident that he loves us. That's what's going to get us conformed to his image. Y'all understand that? It's the love of God. Share abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Seal by the Holy Ghost. All right. Led by the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, saints. Maranatha. The Lord is coming.